you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
And what's up? What's going on, Robin?
Ain't not a whole lot other than just kind of resting up from the past weekend.
Yeah, I hear you. It was a fun weekend. It was all kinds of fun. For those that don't know what was going on, Ash Bash was going on at Ashmore States over the weekend, and had a lot of fun. A lot of people there, and met some new people, and ran into some old friends, and raised money for the charity, and all kinds of cool stuff, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was a great time. We had the Ghost Brothers in town and the Booth Brothers in town. It was like a brotherly weekend out there. It was a blast, and you know, not as many people as I was hoping, you know, showed up, but visitor wise. But everybody, you know, I talked to a few people. They all seemed like they had a good time with it all. So that's the main thing. Just have a great time and raise some money.
Yeah, it was a blast. I think everybody had a good time as well. You know, everyone I talked to, I mean, you know how it is. They were like running around and stuff, the halls and everything, and everybody smiling, laughing, and talking and stuff, and hanging out. So, yeah, I think it was definitely a success, for sure. So,
yeah, we're kind of looking at next
tonight,
year and thinking about doing some things then and putting it all together for then.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for next year. It's going to be a good time for sure. So, and then one other quick thing, like, let's tell them about your new show and stuff that's on the weeks that we're not on.
Yeah, next Tuesday night we've got the Where To Next coming up, and that'll be a lot of fun. We've been, you know, you were out last week, and I've got Rowana Rake coming on next week from Paranormal, the 101. Out of Winchester, Indiana. So we're going to talk to her about what's going on there. And then we've got a few more lined up down the road. So, you know, just check it out. Same time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, next Tuesday night.
Awesome. Cool. Good deal. So everybody check it out. That's every other week. And then this show obviously is every other week. So you got something to listen to every single week at 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. So 9 Eastern time, I should say, because it's 8 o'clock your time and 8 o'clock Brian's time, which is we're getting ready to bring Brian on here now from Ghost Hunters. So let's go ahead and let's bring him on in. How's that?
Wow,
he's on time.
For those that know Brian, though, that's impressive.
Yeah, and I know we got him because I hear him laughing in the background.
Yeah, I was 5 minutes early.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, you were in here you were here waiting. That's cool. Good deal.
It'll never happen again.
I can attest to that.
Right? So, welcome to the show. Yeah, as you know, you're familiar with it. So, yeah.
Yeah, he was on it one time when he was on it when he was just the plumber and investigator. Now he's the superstar. So.
Oh, stop. Yeah. I'm still the same dude.
I got the superstar Brian on tonight. No, seriously, it's cool. I mean, you know, with what's going on and everything, it's cool. And we're going to talk about that too. And like, I don't know what Robin has on questions, but I'm not going to shoot for the normal stuff that you have, you know, that you probably get, you know, what's your favorite location? What's your favorite, you know what I mean? Just like stuff like that. I'm going to go for some stuff that, you know, that people might be curious about that might not have any idea about some of the stuff that goes on, you know, like behind the scenes and stuff.
Sounds good to me. I'll answer anything that I can.
Yeah. Sounds good. You want to start us off, Robin? You got a question that's just like right there waiting.
Actually, you know, I didn't even put anything down because I didn't. I usually always come up with questions for people, but I've known Brian for maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
So So we go back a little ways. So, you know, I could ask a lot of stupid questions and really cause problems, but I won't do that. So I'll respect that.
I already told Michelle, I was like, oh, God, what's Robin going to ask? I already said that to Michelle. So.
See, I got you worried, and then I'm not even going to do it. So, you know, but, no, it's cool that you're it's cool that you're on the show and everything, and, you know, I hope that works out, and it works out well for you guys, for you and Michelle especially, because I know both of you guys, and, you know Grant, and I know you much better than Grant, and then and Michelle a little bit there from her being out at Ashmore a couple times and doing some other investigations. But so is doing what you're doing with the show, is it exactly what you thought it was going to be? Is it a little different one way or the other? Or what's your take on the whole thing as far as how you thought it was going to be versus what it really is?
Okay, I will say this, that it's a lot harder than it looks like it is. And what people are seeing is 43 minutes of probably a whole week worth of shooting and doing things. The hours are completely long. The, the weather and the places, the traveling, it's not an easy thing to do, but the rewards, I'm learning so much about the field. I'm learning about these places. I mean, I'm learning from Grant. I think he's one of the pioneers of the field. So it's got its ups, and it's got some hardships too. I mean, it's hard to be away from your family for weeks in and weeks out. You know what I mean? But I actually am enjoying it. But it's not as easy as people think it is.
Yeah, one thing I noticed when you talked about the 42 minutes that I've seen, especially because there's basically seven of you, six plus Grant, that are investigating, it's really tough, I think, for the community or people, the viewers watching, to really get to know you guys, because with that 42 minutes, if you run it down, you know, you basically have maybe 3 or 4 minutes of airtime each episode is about all you're probably going to have for the most part. So people have to stick with it. They just can't watch a couple of episodes and say, oh, I don't know who these guys are. They just got to stay with it. And
yeah.
So they can concentrate and they can learn the characters. They can learn the way you guys are and the more the background behind you guys.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. What I really want people to take from the whole thing is not necessarily knowing who I am or who the team is, but what the result, how we're trying to help people. So that's the most important thing to me. And, you know, that's the same way I was before I even started doing this. I wanted to make sure that I was doing my best to try to help people out and figure this stuff out. It's a passion of mine. So to me, I think that will all come. You know, the people knowing us and getting used to our character or whatever. But as long as they're understanding that we're in here to do a job and we're doing it and we're comfortable with the outcome, I think that's more important right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. It's good. It's good to do that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like walk us through, like, you know, for the listeners and stuff, like walk us through, like, you know, when you first found out what was going on, like, you know, obviously, you know, you were going through the process for the show, but I'm sure you probably didn't realize what you were actually doing and who you were working with at first. Like, tell us, like, you know, how all that came together. And you're just like, oh, okay, well, it's Grant and I'm going to be on Ghost Hunters.
I didn't know, like, when we were going through the process, I didn't even know what show it was. It was literally, like, would you be interested? I got a phone call and I thought it was a bill collector, to be honest with you, so I didn't even answer it. I went outside and answered it the next day, and it said, would you be interested in doing an audition or a Skype interview for a possible paranormal show? And I said, sure. I mean, I literally had done 10 to 12 of those, maybe even up to 15 over the years, like these little Skype things for people. And I honestly didn't think that it was anything. Did my interviews, and it just keep going from there and going from there. And then they told us, went to L.A. to do an actual audition, and they told us that somebody from the show, the original show, was going to be involved. Later we find out that it was Grant. So that was before we even had anything, knew that we were on or anything like that.
Yeah.
pretty incredible, to be honest with you. I mean, I watched the guy since the early 2000s. You know, here I was in the service, and I got out of the service, went to my little apartment with my wife, and I turned on the TV, and I'm like, I can do what they're doing. They're literally mm-hmm. doing investigations, and I feel like I can do it. And I called my buddy Matt, who lived here in Alton, and was like, hey, turn it on such and such channel, we can do this. He was like, I was thinking about starting a team too. We formed Riverbend Paranormal, and there you go. So it's awesome to be able to work with Grant, learn from Grant, and you know, pick his brain on things and be basically a team player with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and Crystal mentioned something earlier too, and which, you know, I'm sure you've talked about this stuff before. But she might be listening. She might be in bed. I don't know. She might catch the the aftermath of everything. But you know, and feel free to like pick on her too, because like it's like the norm, I guess, for Robin, you know, and everything. So, you know, if you want to pick on her for a minute, but she was talking about like. She's got the early days and stuff at work. So yeah, sometimes she gets to bed a little bit earlier, doesn't catch the show, and then she'll listen like the next day and just like, you know.
Nice.
But what like really got your passion into the paranormal? You know, to like really push you to doing the stuff that you're doing.
I had an experience when I was 16 years old, and that experience. All pretty much a full body aberration. It has stuck with me since that day, and I'm trying to recreate that. I can tell you flat out, I have no more answers to this field than anybody else. That's why I keep doing it, to try to figure it out. I mean, that one incident basically has stuck with me for, let's see, I'm 43 now, 16, I don't know the math, but a long time, okay? And it is. It's a long time. And literally, I mean, I read book after book. Yes, I can read, not very well, but and I've watched documentaries, and I've watched everything I could on this, and did my own investigations any which way I think they should go. It's just been a passion, and that's where it started when I was about 16.
Cool.
So how's
hey, there, Robin.
Yep. Yeah. Since you're, since you've been doing the show and everything now, I mean, I know that you guys have kind of, you know, Riverbend Paranormal has been something that you and Matt started a long time ago, and Matt's kind of, you know, he's kind of came back a little bit in that, because I know he was away for a little while doing some things and all. But how's the group going now? You guys still doing some stuff with Riverbend and keeping that thing going?
Absolutely. So as soon as Rochelle and I were basically tasked to do this other job, this show, Ashley and Tim and Jen and Rob and all those guys, they pretty much put together what's called like a management team, and they're having meetings every month. They're get out there trying to do investigations, looking for new places. They're still active, very active. So yeah, they've been keeping it going. I appreciate it too.
In fact, I think I'm going to see them coming up in about 3 weeks or so. They're going to come see me up here in Auburn.
Oh yeah, a little investigation. I'm hoping to come up too, but we'll see what the schedule says.
That can change all the time.
That schedule changes all the time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet. It's I'm trying to think of like the best way to like ask this, I guess. How has it changed things, like, you know, from the show, like in investigating and stuff? I mean, there's like, it, you know, because I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you get around different groups, you learn different techniques and stuff, and you're like kind of pick up different things, you know, from other people and stuff. Like, how has it changed things and stuff, you know, like with the investigating now versus what you did before? You know, I mean, if you pick some stuff up that you're going to like take back to Riverbend and be like, hey, we should try to do this, maybe something we haven't tried before or whatever.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing right off the bat is that you don't have to have all this crazy amount of equipment to use to sit there and get, you know, in touch with an entity. I feel like they're just people, and you should be sincere and talk to them like you would talk to anybody. And I don't feel like that's what I've learned the most. Like, you don't have to have all this stuff. And if you go in with this approach of, hey, I'm not here to come at you or make you go away. I want to know about you and how can I help and things like that. I think that's where I'm at, man. That's what I enjoy about it is the fact that, you know, you don't have to have 17 different pieces of equipment to go out and do that. You can go in there by yourself just with an audio recorder or something like that and say, hey, I'm here to help. Let's get this, you know, let's figure it out together. That's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Have you guys had some experiences on the show without the equipment that you thought was just a lot better than the experience with that, like that, versus having equipment out there?
Yeah. We've actually done a couple of runs where we didn't bring any equipment at all. And just to kind of, you know, like, embrace it and see what happens. And it's worked. And it was, I thought it was incredible, man, to sit there and say, look, I don't have to worry about anything. I am just talking or having this interaction with a possible entity, and I have nothing here that's beeping or making these noises. It's just me, them, and we're doing it. I thought it was incredible. It's something that I definitely want to try with Riverbend. You know, let's go down and do a couple of runs or sessions without it.
I guess I should just have a big sale, huh?
No, you keep all your stuff, man. You got too much. I don't think anybody could buy all that. I'm just saying, like, for me personally, I've never been huge on equipment for two reasons. Like, one, nobody's got that kind of money to buy all that stuff. And two, I was never 100% sure that this was working. You know, the way it's designed to work, or when you buy it, it says that this is going to do this and this is going to do that. And how do we know for sure? You know what I mean? So
right.
I've always been, like, a guy that just, I like an audio recorder because it records what I'm doing. I like a video recorder because it's showing what I'm doing. But as far as the other things, I mean, of course I've tried them all out. There's been some experiences with all those things. But for me personally, I like to go in as little as possible and just kind of be in that atmosphere. I've seen you do it too, Robin.
Yeah, because that's when I usually get lazy. I'm not taking stuff in. I'm just gonna go in with the recorder maybe, and that's about it.
Maybe that's what it
that's
is.
That's because
too,
you
me.
Got so much stuff.
Yeah, you got too much shit to even carry.
There's some truth to that too.
No kidding.
He does. It's funny because like I'll be talking to him like about something. I'll be like, I need to pick one of these up. I don't have this. Oh, I've got like a dozen. I'll loan you one next time I see you. And I'm like, oh, really?
I know.
Seriously? He's like, yeah. So, I mean, and sure enough, I'll show up. And it's like, here you go. Take this back with you, and you can use it and just bring it back in a few months or whatever.
Exactly. Robin doesn't buy one of anything. He buys two dozen.
Yeah. He's like got his own. He's got kind of got the market kind of cornered on the paranormal equipment.
Oh, yeah, and I'm surprised he doesn't have more than one mystery machine.
Well, there is only one.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's switching them out.
Yeah, something's going on.
Yeah. Maybe we're just seeing the one, and he's got another one stashed somewhere. Maybe that's it. So how was Alien Con? I'm sure that was an experience. I mean, you know,
let me tell you, man.
Jump in, because that was the first event that you did, wasn't it?
It's the first that we've done as a team. That was the first one. And, you know, going into Alien Con, I was like, okay, we're ghost hunters, and we have nothing to do with aliens. So what are we doing here? But it turned out to be fantastic. There was, I think, 4,000 people there. It was in a nice hotel in Dallas. The reception that we got when we did our panel, you know, we talked in front of 2,000 people. It was sold out. People were into it. We left that little panel and just kind of want to walk around and like check out, you know, the tables and stuff. And I'm not kidding you, man. We didn't get 20 feet in there and people were wanting to talk to us and take our pictures. It was crazy. It was something that I'm not used to for sure, but it was awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it looked like it. I mean, you know, I saw some of the pictures and different things, you know, that was posted and stuff about it. And, yeah, it looked really cool for sure.
Yeah, they had a lot of things there that was, I mean, I think, like, aliens and UFOlogy, I think that stuff is awesome. And these people that were there, man, they are super passionate about it. And I thought that was great, man. They believe they're there to, you know, not make people believe, but show them their evidence. And, you know, I thought it was great, man. So this is a whole different side that of the paranormal that I personally haven't seen a lot of.
You got some other conventions coming up like that?
I'm at AlienCon. I think, in March I'm going to go to St. Augustine Lighthouse with Rochelle. We'll have an event there. And then I've got a couple little ones that people are asking me to go to, but it's all 2020 right now.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's a cruise coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I say
cruise?
About
yeah, that's
cruise, man.
Yeah, in July, like, we're going to Bermuda and yeah, it's like a Ghost Hunters cruise. That's pretty awesome, I guess. No, I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, as long as you don't get lost.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get lost.
Yeah. The only boat I've ever been on was, I mean, besides a fishing boat, I was on the JFK aircraft carrier for Fleet Week in New York City a few years back. But I've never been on it, like, an actual cruise. So I think that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Michelle's excited.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to take a lot of pictures and send them back to us.
Robin, is it your boat?
Is it my... Yeah, no. No, my boat doesn't touch the water since I bought Ashmore.
Okay, I thought maybe this might be yours. I didn't know.
No.
Is that the boat that I saw when we were driving by it one day?
Probably so, yeah. It was probably sitting out there, you know, all dried out and doing nothing but rotting.
One of these days, you'll get it out there, man.
Yep. Yeah, that was the plan
in November
of 2013. Yeah, I wish.
We need to just show
Brian
up,
just
Brian.
Just buy Ashmore,
really
I could be done with it.
Man, I'm trying.
Keep saving those nickels from the show.
I'm trying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a little jar down in the basement, and I've been putting quarters and stuff in there. I should be able to get that building in about 20, 25 years.
Oh, so you're going to wait to the estate sale.
Yeah. Don't say that. Jeez. Man, he's always talking like that.
Well, 87 is going to be a little old.
That's old, but I figure when you're 87, you'll still be building shit, doing stuff out of Ashmore, buying another building, getting on the roof, you know, like you do.
So
yeah.
I haven't been on any roofs for a little while now anyway, so.
Well, God, everything that you own has a roof already on it. You don't need to be up there.
Yeah, I've they all started without roofs. That's what's bad.
Right. Your roofing days are over, okay?
So
quite a while anyway,
basically. But when you're home on those leaves, people probably think you're sitting in your chair with your feet up doing nothing and relaxing and sipping on a martini with an umbrella in it, but you're really doing other things when you're home, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm actually going to my regular job and doing work like I did before the show, or I've got a lot of things to catch up on when I'm home, like grass still grows and kids still have ball practice and things like that. So, yeah, I'm a regular dad and worker when I get home, for sure. I would like to sit on my, you know, butt and sip those martinis and things like that, but that doesn't happen.
You have to wait for about the 10th anniversary of the show to do that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, have you had any cool experiences that didn't make the show? Because as we were talking about earlier, 42 minutes or something like that, you know, for an hour show, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people don't see. You know, I'm sure that there's probably cool things that you would think that probably make the episode that you're like, oh, really? That didn't make it?
Absolutely. I believe that there's been a lot of things. that have happened, that, you know, experiences that we've had as a team wide that didn't make it. But the good thing is that that footage they've kept, and they're doing these specials every now and then to bring those out. Like, for instance, when we went to St. Augustine Lighthouse, one of the big things was the incident out in the woods. You know, nobody could figure it out. Well, we actually went to the zoo to talk to animal specialists. What kind of animal could this be? What kind of animal could that be? And we was talking to different people and asking these doctors and these scientists and everything. Well, they didn't have that on the episode, so a lot of people thought, you know, it was just the end of it, but that wasn't. And that special came out and was able to show, look, they actually did go and check this out and check that out. Yeah, I'm glad that they did those specials for sure, but there's a lot of things that aren't going to be on the show for sure.
Yeah, because the there's so much footage. People,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
you're running
nice
times, basically.
Nice. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, there's, I mean, there's nights and nights of shooting for hours, and like I said, there's so much of that footage is kept, and they go through that with a fine-tooth comb, and they play what they want to play, but they also will play those other parts in the special that go with what, you know, what we need to show people what we're doing, is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of work that goes into this, guys. You guys know.
Yeah, it's not your typical 8-to-5 type of day.
It's not an 8-to-5 type. No, it's not at all. It's very long hours. And you know what? The rewards are going to be great. As long as those people that call us out there are happy, I'm all about it. But it's not like there's no red carpet. There's none of that. You know, it's hot. There's bugs. You know, some of the places that you chill on ice, you know about how hot it is, Mike, for sure. I mean,
yeah, that's why I was laughing.
Yeah, I know.
In the bug.
So, like, it's, yeah, you start to smell the clothes you have, start to get a little bit worn. So it's not what everybody thinks, for sure.
We might be able to touch base on that, like, just a little bit, because that's something that's coming up, and I mean, I know, you know, we can't really talk too much about it, but we might be able to, like, maybe throw a little mention there with it, so people know, like, what we're talking about with the bugs and stuff. We were kind of together when you guys were on a location, and, kind of got the bugs eating us up and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and about the 140 degrees with about 200% humidity.
Yeah, it was crazy. You just stand there and you just sweat.
Just completely
crazy.
Wet. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ron Turner just sent a message and said hi from Paranormal Free Agents. So
hi, Ron.
So yeah, Ron. We saw Ron this weekend at Ash Bash, and yeah, it was cool. And Michael was out there.
Ron's a good guy. He's got the, you know, he's got his group, Paranormal Free Agents. They're doing good things. We're going to have another kids' day coming up soon. So, yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah, definitely. Doing a lot of stuff. You know, definitely a lot of stuff for the charity and all that stuff. It's appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
As with Robin, you know, Robin's always doing stuff, too, constantly. He does stuff I don't even know about half the time. Don't
of
you, Robin?
Course, he's sneaky.
Oh, he's really sneaky. Yeah, he's really sneaky. I like, there was craziness this weekend that, like, he was all sneaky about stuff. And should I speak of this, Robin?
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Doesn't get no more sneaky than being on an investigation and then getting a photograph sent to your phone when he's at your house with your wife taking pictures.
That night there was the first, and if anybody from River Bend's on the, you know, listening, they'll even agree with me. That's the first time you've ever been anywhere that early to an investigation in your life. So So I stopped by to see you and Michelle. And I couldn't believe you were already gone.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I got to keep track of my girl there.
That's what I'm saying. At least somebody has to.
You guys crack me up. Gosh. So, we were talking about the show, like, what to help people that have no idea. Because, I mean, I've had people that come here and stuff, and they talk about, you know, all these TV shows they film, and they go there for a night, they film all night, and then they pack up and they go home, and then they got an episode together. It's not like that. As you said,
no.
It's like multiple nights and all this stuff. So kind of like walk people through a little bit, you know, like on how the process, how long this actually is.
It's a full week of just shooting, and then you've got to, you know, send the footage out, and then there's editing and all that. I mean, it's long hours. Like, you can, for instance, you can work from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 3 or 4 in the morning, multiple nights. And then, I mean, it's a whole week worth of stuff just to get the footage for it.
Yeah.
You guys do your own reviews too, don't you?
Yeah, we do our own reviews. So, like, let's say Monday, you meet people and you do interviews and things like that, and then you got a couple investigation nights, and then on Thursdays we have to review everything. So nobody's reviewing it for us. It's the 7 of us sitting down from the time we wake up until the time we go back to bed that night, going through all the investigation hours. I mean, it's like hours and hours and hours. And if you've investigated before, you understand, like, looking at a chair in a room for 12 hours is a hard thing to do. That's what we have to go through.
Yeah,
and then we do that. Friday we have to reveal, and then as soon as we're done with the reveal, we pack up and we go to the next location, whether it be driving 7 hours or 6-7 hours to the next, or going to an airport, flying, and then the whole process starts again.
Yeah, I don't think people realize, like, how much work.
It's hard work, like I said, but it's work that it's very rewarding. It's fun. If you have a passion in this field, I mean, honestly, like, there is no complaints except for being away from the family. You know what I mean? I'm going out. I'm working with a great group of people. I'm going to amazing locations. And I get to live and do what I have a passion for as my job right now. And I think it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's
nice to be able to do.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, Robin?
I said it's a great opportunity and to do something like that and then
have
some good times with it and all and enjoy it and help some people the same way.
Yeah, you're helping people. You're meeting people. You're going to nice locations. You're getting to see the historical parts of the country. I mean, we went to some amazing locations that some people haven't even heard of. And when you get in there, it's like the history of the place is just incredible. And then you're doing it with great people and you're helping people. I mean, it's a win-win-win all the way around. You're also learning. Like, I've learned a ton during this whole process.
Yeah, I mean, and it's cool because, like, you get around other, like, just like level like this. I mean, you know, you've got all the other investigators and stuff. Like, you might have a technique that you used before that maybe one of the other ones haven't, and then they're picking up something from that, you know, or the other way around. Maybe they're doing something and you're just like, oh, I didn't think about this, or, you know, I haven't tried that or whatever, and then you adapt that and, you know, it's something you're just like, okay, I'm going to use this later on down the road.
Yes, exactly. Like, these guys all, besides Rochelle and I, we're all from a different part of the United States, okay? So everybody has different techniques and different ways they do things, so we're learning constantly. Each week, And each time we're out doing this, we're learning from each other. And they've learned from me, and I've learned from them, and we've learned from Grant. And it's fantastic because now I have this huge toolbox full of tools that I can pass out to, you know, Riverbend Paranormal or other teams and other people that I talk to, or, you know, I do one-on-ones or whatever. I can teach more people, and then, I mean, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't, like, obviously you worked with Rochelle, but, I mean, you hadn't, I mean, any of the other people from the show, I mean, have you worked with anybody else prior to the show at all?
Never knew any of them.
I was thinking so, but I wasn't sure. That was a question. I was just like, I got to ask that because I didn't know, you know, if you had been around anybody, because you know how it is. I mean, you'll go to different events and stuff, and, you know, you'll meet somebody,
yeah.
And you know how it is. You go to, you know, and then all that stuff. But I thought that was probably the case, but I thought, I'm just going to ask and just see if you actually had investigated with anyone else, because, I mean, I knew you had with Rochelle.
Just with Rochelle, I had never, ever talked to any of them other than our little, we had a week in L.A. where we did, you know, like the interview process for the show. That's the only time I met them, and that's the only time I spoke to them. And even after we got done with that week in L.A., I didn't really talk to these guys for, I think it was almost a month. Every now and then we would, a couple of them would. I talked to Brandon, and I talked to Rochelle, obviously, but other than that, I hadn't talked to any of them. So when I went to the airport the first time, I was finding out who was on the team.
Hmm.
For the first
case.
So when you were out in LA, was it kind of like a tryout situation then? Basically, they came out and brought everybody out and see what they liked?
Yeah, like you went out there and did like a whole audition process, as far as there was several interviews, you took tests, you did a whole bunch of different things, and then you did a two-night investigation out California somewhere, I don't remember what it was called. And then you go from there. You just, after you get done with that week, you fly out and you wait to hear anything.
Wow.
It took about a month or so after that. The funny thing about Daryl is the first case comes, you know, they told us we're on the show and where we're going, and we start to fly out. I never had met Daryl. Daryl didn't go through the same process. He did it a week after us or a couple weeks after us. So I'd never met Daryl. And we went to this van to throw our bags in, and somebody was picking the bags up and throwing them in. And I wasn't sure if we were supposed to pick bags up or not. I didn't know. So there was Daryl, and I was like, are you supposed to get my bag, man? He's like, no, I ain't supposed to get your bag.
That's funny.
Like, that's the only thing I said to him, man. Like, I didn't have no clue to who he was. And then we go to our hotel, and I rode a different vehicle than him. And I didn't see him until, like, the next morning. And they were like, hey, did you meet Daryl? I was like, who's Daryl? He's the other guy on the team. And he's like, no, I don't even know who he is. And then here he comes. He's like, hey, I'm Daryl. I'm like, man, I felt horrible. Like, sorry, man. Like, you were a guy picking our bags up.
Did you tip him?
So, what a jerk, huh?
Did you tip him?
I should have tipped you, but no, I didn't. I didn't have the money. But still, I love him to death, man. So that's all that matters.
You know, everybody's so cool. I mean, you know, I got the opportunity to meet everybody and hang out, and it's cool. I mean, because everyone on the team is really nice, down to earth, just really cool. You know, a lot of knowledge. You know, it's cool to actually, you know, get to talk to everyone a little bit on a personal level, you know, with things. And it's kind of cool. I got to kind of take a peek. I mean, it's okay since it's out there. I can say a little bit. I got to, like, get the firsthand look at things of how things kind of operate. So that was pretty cool. That's neat to me. I mean, to, like, just kind of watch stuff behind the scenes stuff. You know, I like doing that with anything, movies and, you know, shows, whatever. But it was kind of neat to see all that stuff.
it was super cool for me too, because once I heard that, you know, you were possibly coming out, I was like, really? This is awesome. Like, my guy, man. Like, I've been around him quite a bit, and this is awesome. He's going to come out and check it out. And yeah, I thought it was cool when he got down there.
Yeah, it was fun. And you were, I mean, you were like trying to find out for me to get the scoop. I didn't break.
I know. Yeah, you didn't break. I was testing you, and yeah, it was good. You were good. You were good.
Well, you know, I'm used to it because, like, you know, when we do the charity events and stuff, I was used to it because, like, you know, if Grant came out to do this charity event at this location, you know, I have to wait, you know, I have to get everything lined up, and then, okay, we'll throw everything out there at once and all that stuff, you know, and yeah, I mean, I just got so used to it to where I could keep the secrets. But I mean, don't get me wrong, it always sucks because, like, you know, you'd be like, oh, we got a charity event coming up or whatever, and you know, who's going to be there? I can't tell you. You know, where's it going to be?
I know, like, when I knew that this was going down, like, I had to not say anything. And it was weird because it was like, well, I won't be here this month because I've got something going on. What do you got going on? I'm going out of town. For what? I mean, people just keep asking, and I'm like, Jesus. And then we had filmed several episodes before they even announced the show.
Yeah.
So there was an incident where we were eating lunch somewhere, and it was Daryl, Rochelle, Grant, and I, and we were sitting down, and Rochelle and Daryl were waiting for their food, so I was sitting with Grant, and this, like, school had, like, a field trip or something, and they started circling Grant, and they knew who he was. So they started asking for pictures and stuff, and this woman comes up, and she was like, can I take your picture? And I was like, I'm just a friend of Grant's. She's like, no, you're lying. You're on the show, too. And at that point, I can't say anything. So I'm looking like, what am I supposed to do? So I didn't get up. I was like, I just can't take a picture right now. I'm sorry. And that lady's probably going to watch the show one day and realize that I was the guy there and think that I'm the biggest jerk in the world because I didn't take her picture. But honestly, like, I couldn't. You know, I couldn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awful. Grant kind of laughed about it.
Yeah, you guys are pretty much tied to secrecy for the most part with anything you're doing, for, you know, until it actually comes out on the episode, until it's or released by A&E.
Yep. Yep, that is for sure. Like, you know, like, you know, really, yes, you're right. Like, it's hard not to say where you've been or where you're going, but that's the thing. It's, you know, you'll see it when you see the episode. That's all we can do. That's fine with me.
Yep. And, you know, and anybody that knows that, I mean, they should respect it. I mean, we've been friends for a long time, and I never bug you about where you're going next, or I mean, ask you, you know, what, when you're flying out, you know, which weekend or something like that, but I don't ask you where you're going.
You understand it big time because you don't ever ask. You just, when you leave, and that's just because we're buddies and friends and stuff, you just kind of, you know, have a safe flight wherever you're going. You don't really, you don't pry, and I like that because there are people that sit there and try to get it out of me. I'm like, where are you on? What are you doing? Have you been here? Have you done this? Man, I want to tell you, but honestly, I don't. I just want to go do what I have to do, and you'll see it.
Yeah, you know, when I came out to, like, you know, what we did before, I didn't say anything. I just literally just, like, took off. I just left and then came back and was like, oh, I got to go to an event this weekend, you know, after coming back home and stuff. So, yeah, I just literally just kind of just took off. I didn't say anything like, you know, oh, I'm going to make a trip. Because, you know how it is. You go, oh, you're going to make a trip. Where are you going? What are you going to do? You know, is there an event going on or whatever? So I thought, you know, if I just don't say anything about leaving, then everybody's going to assume I'm home.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man, for sure.
Well, but yeah, it's a fun. It was a fun time, though. It was cool getting to hang out with everyone and kind of see, you know, things from a different angle.
Yeah, everybody was really happy about meeting you, and I had told them, like, you guys are going to love this guy. You're going to love this guy, man, like, for real. And Grant is saying it, too. Like, he's an awesome guy, and everybody still thinks that. As a matter of fact, I talked to a couple of them tonight, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to Mike and Robin tonight. They're like, tell them I said hi.
Well, like, Mike
hi.
And who?
Yeah. No, well, there's people that know Robin. They know you, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Probably better, knowing better than they do me. Like, you know, I mean, everybody knows Robin. You know, everybody knows Ashmore States and stuff. And even the theater.
Know,
I mean, the theater.
They know Ashmore States and they know the Mystery Machine. Trust me, I've been with Zappas and Perry last year, a couple years ago, when they're like, you look really familiar. And then I mentioned it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right, the Mystery Machine. So I won't quite go into details what Zappas said, but, you know, this is along that line.
Zappas is awesome. I like Zappas. I haven't seen him in a while. Well, we didn't see him since what? Michigan Paracon, wasn't it?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Zappas is cool. So
they got some cool episodes coming up. That not to tell, you know, talk about locations and all, but some stuff that was kind of freaky compared to what you thought it might have been. That's coming up.
Yeah. There's some the two episodes tomorrow. I'm trying to remember which ones they are.
I think one of those is Mineral Springs Hotel down in Oakville, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a really cool place, man. It was a good week there, and what we figured out, I believe, is going to really help other paranormal teams that go down there for sure, and it helped them out down there. And then the next one is a case with, you know, a young child that is getting scared and things like that, and that was a really fun one. Really good one, and it was really good, you know, a really good outcome for him. So I like both of those. And then we have, there's also a Most Haunted where Grant's going to talk about another episode, and it's actually me and him tomorrow night talking about an old Taps episode, which was really fun, really cool. I had seen the episode before, so to hear him talk about it, I think it was amazing.
Cool.
Me
so really,
yeah, there's almost three episodes tomorrow night.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
cool.
We're really going to bombard in October, so there'll be three episodes, and two episodes of The Most Haunted tomorrow night, and then there's two episodes next week, and then we'll have 1 week where there's just one, but that's going to be kind of technically the season finale. And then we'll pop out in January with some more episodes for sure.
I know what one of the cases is next week, but I don't know what the other is. So I'm kind of curious.
I don't even know. Man, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. I fished around got one of them. Well, I mean, I know about one of them. I know what one of them is, but yeah, I don't know what the other one is.
I have a list somewhere, so I can look at that and figure it out, I guess.
That's cool.
I don't really get to see them very much. Like, when they're on, I'm like live tweeting and things like that, so I catch bits and pieces of them. You know what I mean? Like, I have to watch them later.
That's what I was going to ask: is do you guys get to actually screen the episodes before they air, or is it one of those where you're watching them when everyone else is?
We've watched a few of them. We got to screen a few of them before. I think we've seen the Mineral Springs one, but we haven't seen the one after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think none of the rest of them we've seen. We've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, like, this is what it's going to look like. This is going to, you know, this is how it, you know, plays out. And, yeah, it was the first time I watched one, I was like, holy hell. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Carl Jones says hi. He's listening in.
Hi, Carl. How are you, bud?
Yeah. I'm getting these little random messages here and there. It's like, hey, listening in, guy. So, yeah, tell everybody hi and all that good stuff. So, good deal.
Hello.
But, gosh, there was something else I was going to mention, and I completely forgot about it. I was like, I'll write it down. I was like, oh, I won't forget it that fast, and I did. I forgot it that quick. It was just one of those, like, random things that just kind of popped up, and then it went away just as fast as it popped up. So, yeah.
Story.
Robin, you got
the story of my life.
You got something while the wheels are turning?
So, hey, Brandon, I know that you said you guys use, basically like using the digital recorder stuff. Are you using your own stuff, personal stuff, or you guys have equipment that you're using, you know, from any supplies, or how do you guys do that?
We have equipment that that was provided for us. I know that some of us have brought some of our own things out, but most of it is, you know, if we need something, they go out and buy it for us.
Is there a particular recorder that they're using that you can mention or not?
So we started off with using Zooms, and now we're using Ambisonic microphones or Ambisonic recorders, which are just completely amazing because it gives you that 360-degree coverage. And then that binaural microphone that people are seeing is incredible. It gives you that superhuman hearing. And you just plug it into a regular Zoom recorder or a recorder, and you can sit there and listen, and you can tell which direction something's coming from, which I think is awesome. It's a great piece. It's just like Zoom recorders.
Is it kind of like a parabolic microphone, or is it 360, that one that they're using?
360. You can tell from where it's coming from.
Okay.
You can tell, like, if something was from your left, you'll hear it in your left ear, or something's from the right, you'll hear it in the right ear. It's amazing.
That's cool. So we got somebody on the line. What's that?
Okay, I was going to say, Robin, I know you're going to have some because they're awesome.
He'll have like a dozen of them in a week. Give him enough time to order them tonight. Next week he'll have them.
How'd
you spell that again?
Yeah. I'll send you a picture, man.
You'll have them ordered. You'll see,
that
like,
works.
A box,
yeah,
of them sitting on the table.
Send
yeah,
me a picture one.
The only reason he asked that question was, like, I'm going to see what I'm going to be buying later on tonight. So.
I'm sitting on my computer right now, dude.
I know you are.
Yeah, like I said, he's going to buy them. So somebody,
there's only 20.
The
there's only
on
25
gold.
In stock. I'll take them all.
Yeah, that's probably the extent. Yeah, that's probably the extent. So somebody's on hold here. Want to bring them on and see if they have a question or see who it is, if they got a comment, question, whatever. You guys want to find out who the mystery person on hold is?
Only if it's Michelle. I'm just calling her on her own line,
we'll
though.
We'll see. Let's bring them on and find out. Let's see. Hey, whoever called in, are you there?
Hey, man, brother, I'm a huge fan. I love Ghost Hunters.
What?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Matt Pace. How you doing?
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was funny, dude.
Are you standing, in Brian's driveway or what?
Yes.
He's in the basement with me. What's up, man?
I just wanted to say hey to everybody, man. I'm listening to it. I'm digging it. Everything's great.
Cool.
You know, I'm one of Brian's biggest fans, you know, even though...
Oh, stop.
No, the guy's kind of a, you know, a dick. Yeah, he's all right.
Perfect.
You can't argue with you there.
Right.
I can't even argue.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hoping to see you November 2nd, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be staying in your room.
There you go. Sleep deprivation room is there for you.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird. If nobody checks on me, it might be a week. There ain't no lights in that room, is there?
No.
Once you get in there, it's done. He's talked about that room for years, man.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely
love
it.
Nice and cool.
Oh, it's awesome.
So, Matt, let me ask you, what do you think about this with Brian? You guys kind of grew up in the paranormal. What do you think about him getting this show and being on this thing?
Well, I was pretty satisfied with it. You know, I'm a big Ghost Hunters fan. I'm a big Grant fan. And obviously I like Brian. And, you know, I was pretty thrilled because really it's, you know, I couldn't think of anybody better to do it. In all honesty, I mean, he's, you know, Brian just has a way about him, and, you know, people follow him, and he's good at what he does.
How much money do I owe you?
Let's see, about $500.
Okay, you make that check. We'll make that check out to Andy or you.
No, I don't, and honestly, I don't know how he does it. I would like to do something like that, but I'm just not the right personality for it. I am terrible in front of the camera.
You're not terrible.
I'm bad. I'm awkward.
You just
Brian's
take
just a ham. We both know that, Matt.
Exactly.
Brian's just a ham. We both know it.
Well, he is. Yeah, you know, he is. I was absolutely thrilled, though. Him and Rochelle especially, it's weird. It still hasn't really become real to me yet, but you know, this whole year
has
been
come
crazy.
Real to me either.
Oh, I bet.
Like,
I bet.
It really has it. Like,
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but.
Well, yeah. Well, you are doing a great job.
Well, thanks, man.
It's a,
and I'll bring
it's
that money
show.
Over later.
Yep, I want. I'm up to 1,000 now.
Okay, cool.
He's coming over to collect.
You better hit the mute button, Mike, before Brian gets bankrupt.
Right.
Kick him off. Kick him off. I'm going broke.
So we've got just over 2 minutes left. So do you want to tell everybody where they can find and follow you and Riverbend Paranormal and all that good stuff before we have to go?
Yeah, I'll give it the best shot I can. So Riverbend Paranormal you can find on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And it'll all be Riverbend Paranormal. We also have, for me personally, would be, like, I have a page on Facebook, just Brian Murray. And then I have Twitter, which would be Brian_GH. Or Brian_MurrayGH, and the same with the Instagram stuff. And I'm not big into that social media stuff. I'm still learning it, but I have to do it. So if you message me and do all that stuff and I can't answer you right off the bat, just because I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Yeah, and I appreciate everybody's support, and Robin and Mike. You know you guys are awesome.
Well, it's up for debate, maybe. I don't know.
As soon as I said that, I thought that too.
I'm not paying you, Brian.
Okay, forget
yeah,
it. Robin
same
sucks.
Here, yeah. All right, well, we're almost out of time. So thanks for calling in, Matt. And thanks, Brian, for being on the show.
Appreciate it, guys.
Always good talking to you. And everybody knows where to find Robin and myself in 2 weeks. Next week is Robin's show. Tune into that. And then we will talk to you guys on this show in 2 weeks. But tune in next week for Robin's show. So,
hey, Robin,
we're going to
get
off
for your
here.
Other show, man.
What's that?
Hit me up for your other show.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Make sure you guys all support the Lost Limbs, too. Mike's a great guy. Robin's a great guy. Also, Riverbend Paranormal. Thank you for calling, or thank you for having me, and we will see you soon.
Yep, see you soon. We got 3 seconds, so we'll tell you good night and bye. Talk to you later.
Good night, man.
All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.